Can you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name is Liz Dowler. I'm a public health nutritionist and a professor in a sociology department at the University of Warwick.
Well, thanks for coming along and joining in with the New Optimist Forum conversation on food. Now, as a public health nutritionist, do you think whether we eat well or not is essentially down to the individual?
Not really. Of course, nobody forces you to eat a particular meal or particular food. Of course, we choose the food we eat. But most people's choices are pretty constrained by what their family circumstances are, how many hours they have to work, how much money they have, what shops they can get to, what food is available in their canteen, how much time they've got to eat, and so on. I think there's a danger in seeing nutrition and nutritionists as people who teach people how to eat. By and large, you don't need to know nutritional science in order to better eat healthily. What I do think has happened increasingly during my lifetime, living in the Midlands, living in the West Midlands and in the South East of England, is that people have become divorced from shopping, talking to farmers and rearers of animals, handling food, being able to buy fresh vegetables and fruits or raw meat, having the courage to know how to cook it. There are lots of people who can do that, but not enough, and particularly perhaps amongst younger people. Of course, also, people don't have a lot of time to do these things. We're very pressured in our work lives and our commuting. I also think people get discouraged because increasingly now, with the advent of CookChill, which is the most amazing technology, means you can buy foods in the supermarket, not frozen, but looking fresh. And that seems quicker and easier, more reliable. You always get the same meal out of it. But of course, what that also says with the picture on the packet, it's saying, look, you don't need to worry. You don't need to know how to cook. You couldn't do it like this anyway. We'll do it for you. And I think it's very hard to resist that as a cultural message all the time, that I'm not a very good cook, so I'm not even going to try. And I'm not just preaching about cooking. What I do feel very strongly is that people have become disconnected from food, handling it, growing it, shopping for it, having pleasure in it, really, eating it together, experimenting, having enough money to be able to experiment with cooking. It doesn't go work quite. Doing something new, if kids don't like it, then maybe you can do something else. And that seems to me the essence of good food and good eating.
Thank you very much.